Good morning and welcome to the How You Do Anything is the How You Do Everything retreat. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment was to read page 5 and then draw a picture of yourself at work and describe the qualities of this person.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear from our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller? Hello?
They're unmuting. I can feel it.
All right. I'm going to try someone else. First caller, or next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please?
Well, they're actually the first caller. The next caller actually the first caller, so you're correct in either case. Who do
Hello.
We have?
This is Judy. Hello.
Hello,
Hi, Judy.
Hi. You know, we just started this, but my reaction was so strong this morning when I got the email for today's that I decided to do a process map, and I wondered if I could share that with you.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So the initial reaction when I see the email is just enormous dread. Just how can I get out of this? I don't want to do any of this. I'm out of here. And then I get to...
You mean not just this assignment, but the entire year-long retreat?
Yes.
Is that true? Okay.
Yes. Actually, what I'm seeing is that it's my life. I wake up in the morning.
I see.
That's what I'm seeing.
I see.
And then, the next step is, well, I said I'm going to do this, so I'm going to do it. So it's determination, but it's a power through and an efforting, and I have my fist clenched as I'm talking. It's just, and then when I actually do it, there's a rushing and getting it over with, and I can't wait till this is over. And then something shifts as I get into the project. My hunch is that I'm getting present, and then I kind of settle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. do it. And then I get kind of curious mm-hmm. and interested. And then mm-hmm. when I check in with my experience, I think, oh, that's not so bad. Actually, this is kind of fun. But then I forget it. And the next time a new project happens, it goes right back to dread.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that fabulous?
Well, I never saw it quite so clearly as step by step before.
You know,
I've seen pieces of it. And I know that I wake up into, I know that I love new projects, but as soon as I get into them, this mess gets started.
Well, okay, so we know why.
Yeah.
We actually know why, right? Because ego wants to just be running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be doing anything spectacular. In fact, ego, of course, is very happy if nothing spectacular ever happens. In
mm-hmm.
that anything that's going to take attention away from it,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're just deep, and then this assignment comes in. Well, what you saw in this is what ego dreads. You're going to lose your ability to pay attention to what's happening in conditioned
mm-hmm.
mind because
mm-hmm.
attention is going to get into what you're actually doing,
uh-huh.
and ego is going to be left out. You're going to get interested. You're going to find it's fun. You're going to, okay? So I'm going to suggest that what you've really seen in this is that the dread has nothing to do with anything other than ego dreading the loss of attention that's going to happen when you get interested in something else.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't see that. When I was a visiting monk, one of the big insights was that if I checked in with my experience, things were always fine. But if I listened to whatever, it was always horrible. But I didn't see that piece of it.
Yes. That mm-hmm. it's actually ego's dread.
Uh-huh.
It's not that you're dreading it.
Uh-huh.
Ego is dreading it.
Okay. Because I always do follow whatever my commitment is. I mean, I always show up. I'm always going to do it. But it's just...
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Which is used against you in the sense that you don't want to, but you have to because you are this, and then it probably has names for you about what kind of a person you are, that you always have to show up even though you hate doing it,
mm-hmm.
even though it's awful and horrible, And so your commitment is actually framed as a negative quality that you have, that if you were a more spontaneous person, or you weren't so driven, or you weren't so anal retentive, then you wouldn't.
Obsessive.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we have the cure for this.
Yes.
Right? Which is a recording.
Lots of recordings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a recording about this specifically.
Uh-huh.
So that dread becomes the thing that triggers you to pick up that recorder and listen to that recording that reminds you that the dread is just ego dreading the loss of attention.
Uh-huh.
And then your whole process map with who you really are and what you get out of this and all of that.
Oh, that's great, Sherry. That shifts everything around dread. You know, then it's a cue for, here I go.
Yeah. It's trying to keep me from enjoying life.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to shift my attention to here, this here now, and what? What now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And remember to unclench those fists.
Yes, and welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Great, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Judy. You know, Sherry, that conversation reminds me of something which we've always pointed at, right? When you go clean your room, when you're asked to clean your room, and then you do it ungraciously, you don't get any credit for it.
Right. Right.
You know? And so, to me, the whole process of ego...
Just say a little bit more about that, or maybe you're getting ready to, but because that would make sense to a lot of people who just hear that for the first time.
Well, you know, growing up as a kid, you have a room that's unclean, and so then you're told to go clean your room, and so you go clean your room. But if you don't clean
with
your
attitude.
Room with attitude, yeah, I don't want to clean and I'm grumpy and I didn't want to do this anyway, but you make a lot of noise as you're putting your things away. And then what you hear is, well, that doesn't count. The fact that you clean the room doesn't count because your attitude or how you were as you were cleaning the room is what you're judged by.
Yeah.
Not that you cleaned your room. And the process point that I was seeing when you were talking to Judy is simply that ultimately we're trying to be with how things are, and that inability to be with how things are is because self-hate comes in and wants to maintain our experience of ourselves as something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and that so your attitude and how you do it through the ego lens becomes your, within quotes, self-image. But it's mm-hmm. always about hating the self.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to identify with something other than that as who and what you are.
Yeah, yeah. So the story about Judy could either be dread and don't want to and negative and closed, which is how ego would like to frame it, or it could be committed, tenacious, dedicated, sincere, which is what's
curious.
Really going on.
Curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
which is
seeker.
What's really going on.
Yes, exactly so. But if just because we're conditioned to look through the lens of ego, the conclusion is ego is what I am.
Yeah.
Because I only see through the ego lens.
Mm-hmm.
And the triumph in what you pointed about with the recording is I recognize the ego process in operation. Let me look through awareness and see the total picture.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The other picture.
Disidentification. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also true, right? Which is why in the recorder you can say this is a lie and what is true is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a lie that I don't want to live my life, that I dread everything and I want to get through everything really quickly so that I can get to death that much faster. That's a lie. That serves ego. That doesn't serve me. What's true about me is I want to participate. Yeah. I want to be here. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay then. Let's hear from our next caller.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Colin here.
Well, hello, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Hello. Yes, I was enjoying doing the picture today and not really thinking too much about it. And I just didn't choose coloured pencils. I just used an ordinary pencil and did a sort of a grey and white picture. And I just noticed it was sort of in contrast to the one the other day, the picture of life, which is all in coloured crayons and pretty and lovely. And drawing this chap wearing a business suit, and I think the thing that struck me about it is that he's carrying a calculator and a notepad and a ruler with him, and somehow that is some sort of comfort to him to have these things with him. Because when I was doing the picture of life, I felt I wanted to draw geometric patterns somehow, and it was coming back again with this thing about, I don't know, it's like a prop or a support to have a calculator that I can punch numbers in to reassure me. And
a little element of control, perhaps, in a life that seems out of control, or a world that seems out of control.
Yes, that there's some sort of safety there in that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing at the moment is some things that I think that I like them, but it's maybe that it's because it offers me some control. It's not really necessarily what I like, but it's. I'm seeing safety in it somehow, in that control.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm applying for jobs at the moment, and I'm just getting really frustrated with this chap who has to put on a suit and walk around with a calculator. And I just kind of crossed it all out today because I'm just sort of kind of feeling frustrated with that, really. So. Yeah.
And now, tell me about that, because this sounds like this guy needs to get a job.
Yeah. Well, I'm applying for jobs at the moment, you see, so it's at the front of my mind that I'm having to put on.
So, well, the point that I was trying to make is that there he is in gray and white and a gray suit probably, and you know, with his calculator, and he's sent out there, well, you didn't say any of this, so I'm just projecting wildly here, but it's almost as if he's being blamed for something that he has to do.
Ah, right. It's his fault, sort of thing.
Yeah. Rather than, well, maybe he doesn't really want to wear that suit, and maybe he doesn't want to be gray and white. Maybe he doesn't want to do any of that, but he is. He's doing it.
Oh, right, and getting blamed for it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so he's getting blamed.
So maybe give him a little pocket square in some nice color that would make him happy, and maybe
oh,
give
I see to cheer him up. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe give him a nice briefcase to put his things in that he needs, to give him the oomph and the confidence and the whatever it is to get out there and do this hard thing.
Oh, right. Okay. To support him in that. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. So a nice new briefcase. Oh, right. Oh, that would be lovely, wouldn't it? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he's feeling better about this whole thing already.
I think so. Yes. Nice. And yes, a nice new briefcase and a smart haircut, and I think he'll feel a lot better. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe some gratitude recordings. You know, that he's going out there and doing this. It's not his first choice, but by golly, he's doing it, and he's doing a fine job of it, and it's looking good. And you know, get a little spring in his step, and some you know, feeling good about the contribution that he's making. Participation.
Right. Yes. So that it sounds like there's quite a lot of judgment that's gone into that picture of maybe being a bit down on him, really, and to look after him.
Yeah, and so that's, you just made a really interesting point. So the question was, you know, to look at that person, you know, what are the qualities of that person? But what you just introduced is now you're looking at who drew him. You know, who's in relationship with him, right? Which is perhaps a more interesting aspect than looking at him, right? Because he gets pigeonholed and, you know, kind of a negative picture of him. And so who's invested in that rather than somebody who sees him as kind of heroic for going out there and making this happen for everybody?
Ah, right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So who's making that judgment, isn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. All that in a picture. Wow.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk, huh?
Yeah. No, but it's just been amazing. It's only been a few days, and I'm just really getting a sense that there's so much to see in this. It's really, really been fabulous. So, yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Colin.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm. Oh, that was so, the whole thing, isn't it, Cherry? It's
kinda
so much
is,
in the
huh?
process. Well, I love that movement that we were talking about, which is how the, just continuing on with what Judy was doing, that our that judgment clouds our ability, it's self-hate.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know
and
it's
there.
Yeah.
Right. And as soon as we give the guy a nice briefcase, a haircut, and a, you know, some a color calculator, we bring that compassion to that place, and it just changes the energy completely because there's no condemnation there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, it's quite the opposite. There's appreciation,
support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Support for what he's doing and what he's been, what he's up against. It's just miraculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, here we go. I don't know if it's my computer or the caller, but here we go.
Well, they'll
next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Well, hello, Sherry.
Hello. I just loved that, the colored hanky and the haircut, and it's just, it was so beautiful. And I think
the whole difference, as Ishwini was pointing out, it's the whole thing right there, isn't it?
It really is. What I've just been loving overall with this new retreat is that every time I do, you know, whatever the assignment is, it's just like process, not content. Like it's bringing it forward in a way that I just feel is brand new, actually,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of funny. I've been, when I was meditating this morning, I kind of dropped in, like, I've been doing this practice for 25 years, and I love that process, not content can feel absolutely brand new.
Yes. Yeah. We were actually, first of all, I'm stunned that you've been doing this for 25 years. God, we were young, weren't we?
You were really young. We still are very young. Yes,
very at heart, as they say, yeah. So we were talking about the same thing at group last night at the monastery, the level at which these things that we've been talking about all along are coming in, the focus on the disidentification, the awareness that that's what's happening seeing the process in it's just a shift, right? That that you can feel. It's a palpable shift in our orientation to life.
It is. I love that you said it that way. It is palpable. And mm-hmm. I want to say something else that was really important to me about this was I did the assignment, and I saw a lot, right, while I was doing it. I was sort of watching my process. I was watching it all. But it wasn't until I recorded that I really went to a deeper level in that, just like you're saying, in that palpable sort of taking it in my body. And I noticed it when it happened, and it was exactly, I don't know, it was yesterday or the day before, you were saying, you know, yeah, we think, oh, I got that. Well, I don't need to record about it. But we do.
But we do. We really do. Yes, because it is such a disidentification, right? It's, you know, if you and I are in a conversation, I'm not confused about which one is me and which one is you.
Right.
And so when I listen to a conversation between that person talking on the recorder and the person who's listening, it's the same kind of experience. I can suddenly see that and hear that person that I usually think of as me as her. I've stepped back in a completely different way. And what I've stepped back into, of course, is awareness. And so now there isn't that same ability that we've been talking about already so much this morning of identifying with ego and self-hate, believing it's me, seeing through that lens. I'm hearing her talk. I'm not her.
Yes, and what just dropped in is something that, I don't know, you must have said this, I don't know, 15, 10 years ago, I don't know how long ago, but I remember when Recording and Listen first started, you said something about it's like sitting down to have tea with God. I don't know if you remember
that's outrageous, but I love it.
It's so beautiful. And so when you were just talking about that, to me, that's the other thing that happens during the recording. It's like suddenly, you know, use whatever word you want. Life sits down, God sits down, angels sit down, some, you know, my higher self.
Yeah, the divine.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Something divine. Mm-hmm. Something divine sits down to have tea with me. And it's just so much fun.
Yes. Because the qualities of the divine that you're experiencing are unconditional love. Complete acceptance. You can completely relax into exactly what is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And add to that unconditional love and acceptance a great sense of humor. I just feel like life has this amazing sense of humor that whoever, you know, the person who gets identified, you know, sometimes can't find. But life adds that.
Yes. Yeah. And back to what we were talking about with Judy, the main thing that is happening in this is redirecting the attention. Because when I'm attending to that negativity and conditioned mind, there is no humor anywhere in the universe.
That's right.
And as soon as I get here, it's my tea with God, attention is here on the unconditional. And life is very, very funny, as you say. Somebody was talking at group last night about driving along and seeing little goats. You know, it's spring. Little people are popping up everywhere. And, you know, they're just jumping around and so happy and so excited. And so now you just can't look at that and not realize what a kind and loving sense of humor life has. And a little time with a little tiny person, and you just can't help. You just can't help. The grin just spreads and the laughter bubbles up, and you just can't help it.
You know, I want to say one more thing because I want to hop off so someone else could get on. But this, I didn't see this till just when you were saying that for some reason. Here's what dropped in is I did this back when this was a black and white workbook, I think back in the 90s, whenever it first came out. Mm-hmm. And I just realized there was so much self-hate and so much going on at that time that it's like it's such a gift now to do it. Like in this whole completely different, I feel like it's a whole completely different life.
Yes.
It's so wonderful to remember that. And right, I have so much love for that little person, you know, that young person that was really had such a, like, I remember this was
yeah.
hard so, book.
So sincere, right? She is so sincere and going up against this just wall of self-hate. Which is, yep. describes all of us at the start of this process of waking up. Just a wall of negativity. And we were brave enough, committed, sincere enough to keep going up against it. And yes, to be able to look back and see the transformation that has happened that ego really doesn't want us to see.
I know, and I'm so grateful because here we are again, right? It was in the showing up. It was in the showing up that more gets revealed. That, and I've got tears in my eyes right now. Like I just didn't even see that piece until now. Like it's so beautiful and so full of gratitude for this practice.
Mm-hmm. And the person who does it.
And the person who does it, and everybody else who's been doing it right alongside.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, that's so great.
Every brave, sincere person who went up against this and open doors for all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you. That was so fun.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah. Deep Guy Show.
Right. And to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We have time for one more caller, Sherry.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, this is Carol. It's very funny from Washington. It's very funny to get on the air here. I've been listening to the radio program, being in the queue ever since we started, and so eager to get on.
All week long. We're at day five now. It seems like forever, doesn't it?
Yes. It doesn't. I just feel the sense of enthusiasm for all the assignments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I didn't mean forever in a negative way. I mean it's just when we move into now is eternal. So it's as if mm-hmm. we've always been here, we've always been doing this, we've always yeah. All right, what are you seeing?
Oh golly, what am I seeing? So many things. It just seems like I'm constantly seeing things, and yeah, and so when I'm listening to the program and wanting to get on the air, I fall into, you know, rehearsing and then letting go and listening and then rehearsing and letting go. And now I'm nervous, but like a minute and a half ago, I was, I have so many things to say, just something wonderful is what I'm going to say. So I'm really, really enjoying the fact that it's a coloring book. And... Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes I draw in pencil, so on the first assignment or whatever it was about drawing life, that was kind of perplexing. And then I went right to it. You know, I didn't procrastinate. I just sat down and started sketching and in pencil, and I just had so much fun. And all day long, I was feeling really pleased with not pleased, but just kind of in joy with what I had done. And every time I opened the book and looked at it again, it was. You know, I just kind of I laughed and things like that. So
it's a quick trip back to a time in our lives when we did creative things and we knew they mm-hmm. were beautiful before we got information that we were not the artist, we were not the musician, we were not the ones who could sing, we were not the athletes, we were not the right. You're just there,
right.
Just loving what you did.
I know, and that's part of the humor, too, because I'm drawing stick figures, and I tried to draw somebody breathing, And so I had bubbles coming into the mouth and out of the nose. And I thought, no one else is going to know what this is, but it doesn't matter. You know, I look at it and it conjures up what I was trying to say. So there's joy and humor. I find joy and humor in that.
Which is it's good, because the point of all of this, of course, is that's where we want to live. Right?
Yeah, and I just love the title of the year-long retreat. You know, how we do anything is what we do everything, because just having that in my mind, I see it all the time. Like this morning, I was kind of rushing through breakfast, and I thought, oh, rushing through breakfast. That means I rush through a lot of things, so that just kind of brings it into my attention.
Yes, and you know, Carol, one thing I know about you, because I've known you for a while, is you enjoy your breakfast. Right?
Yeah.
Is this true? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's a big one to see, right? So I love breakfast, and that system gets me to rush through it.
Yeah, right. And I saw that too. I thought, oh, well, I'm missing this breakfast. And in other ways, I can.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah. So
well,
you keep having fun,
okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carol. And that brings us to the end of another fabulous show, Sherry. And our assignment for tomorrow, well, I guess for today, and then I guess we're in the weekend, so we'll find out what we did over the weekend on Monday. But the assignment for today is draw a picture of yourself at play. Describe the qualities of this person.
All right. And then we do the next 2 days.
Yes, we do the next 2 days, and then we talk about it on Monday.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much,
Sherry.
All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Go happy. Bye-bye.